And Rod.
Talk Radio.
Howdy. This is Bennett Pomerantz. How are you? It's been a week and wonderful things happening and good and bad things happening. My partner for the legal show, Sarah Steele, who I love dearly and care about, is under the weather, so there will not be a legal show this Thursday. So she should be healthy and back, not this coming Thursday, but the following Thursday. And then she and I are taking off for a holiday called Passover. So I'm just letting you know. So if somebody says to me, why wasn't there a show on Thursday, you know why. Tonight I have a gift for all writers and all people that basically want to listen to a true writer's. She does everything, I think, and I love that she does it. She amazes me. As my friend, she's wonderful too, but that's beside. No, I'm not playing with her. No. She is my friend. We might play Gin Rummy on Yahoo one day, but no, that's beside the point.
No, I don't. I don't do games on.
She knows I play too much Gin Rummy when I'm okay. My friend Valerie Douglas is a talented author. She writes, and as a friend of mine said, what does she write? Everything. She was telling me about her new western, and I'm already drooling. And then she's telling me about her erotica book, which also made me drooly. So it's like, yeah, as a critic, I'm like, God, I want to read this. But let Valerie introduce herself better than I can. I could read the liturgy of her life, but she does it better than I do. So, Valerie, tell them about you.
Okay. I live in the middle of the Ohio desert. And I have two dogs, one of which is absolutely insane and is actually going to be featured, although I changed her sex, unfortunately, in the next new book. And I have four cats who are all terrified of the new dog, and a husband who puts up with an amazing amount of stuff. And for a while there, I had some health issues, some other stuff going on, got all that stuff resolved, but it really kind of slowed me down for a while. And now I'm, you go through those times too. You know, I mean, everybody does. You have those moments when, for some reason, you get either writer's block or, you know, you've got other complications, whatever's going on. So for a little while there, I wasn't doing output. So I've been making up for the last 6 months. So I've got two new romantic suspense books out. I had a western that I really wanted to get finished. I got it done, and it's amazing. It's so much fun. And it's a historical western romance. And it takes place basically in the Old West, goes to New Orleans, goes back to Arizona. I mean, it was so much fun to write. And I started getting back into my erotic romances, which I had given up for a while because for a while erotica was getting into some stuff that was just not my style, you know. And so I've rediscovered the joy of writing some really kind of fun books.
Well, okay, let me ask you this.
Yes,
this is from Danny. He said, how do you pick the style of book you write or what you write?
You know, it's one of those things that I'm one of those. There are basically two kinds of writers. There's a pantser, which is what I am. All right, which is I get an idea, I sit down, and I start writing. And then there's plotters, and plotters are people who have to outline everything, and then they go from, you know, point A to, you know, point C, and they follow the plot line. I can't do that, all right? So I can be started by almost anything. I took a trip to California once, saw a statue in Hearst Castle, and that became my book, Song of the Fairy Queen. And sometimes it just comes out of the blue, you know. It's one of the things that if you read a lot, if you travel a lot, if you, you know, experience a lot of different things, sooner or later something comes along and you just go and things just go, and suddenly you've got the story. It's like I was reading an article, believe it or not, this is from the Erotica. I was reading an article about this drug kingpin, and the story about him and all that kind of stuff played into this whole series that I was doing. I was like, well, okay, this is going to be interesting. And it turned out to be fascinating. And I wound up having learned stuff about firefighting. I learned about, you know, and I'm a big person for research, you know, making sure I'm getting the details right, you know.
That
but,
I can admit.
But you
I've read the book. She has so much research. I'm like, did you research the whole book or did you just, you know, wing it? It's like, because there are times reading Valerie's stuff, you get amazed at the stuff that comes out.
I have to admit, sometimes even I look at it.
That
go,
was a compliment. Don't hit me.
I'm sorry?
I said that
no,
was a
no,
compliment.
No, it was one of the... Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's sometimes it's a, the other thing is, I mean, I read a lot, you know, and the best way to learn about things is by reading a lot. You want to become a writer? Read. All right, it's the basic reality. You want to start, you want to learn how to write, or you want to start writing, and you're not sure how, here's how you do it. You put your butt in a chair, you put your hands on the keyboard, and you start from whatever idea it is that you have, and you just keep going until you run out. All right, and that's the basic formula for a pantser. All right, that's how my Coming Storm series started. I had this idea, basically it just came to me, and I don't know why, of this girl who's on trial for something that she really has no control over. I mean, she was just, you know, she, because of a combination of circumstances, she was born a certain way with certain talents, and unfortunately, there's people that aren't real thrilled about that. And I saw the trial, and I started writing the book, and then I realized that I had to go back to the beginning and explain how she got to where she was. And during the course of that, I'm like, I didn't even know she was going to fall in love with this character, you know, and, but she did, you know, and it worked for the story. And actually in that first book, they never actually admit to each other that they've actually sort of gotten that attraction. And it's not until the second book that they do, you know. And when I first wrote it, I never intended that, I intended it to end as it did, with her being banished, and, you know, and it was never intended to be a series. And then I suddenly got the inspiration for the rest of the series, and now it's up to 4 books, and it's still growing. You know, so
my,
I mean,
friend,
as far as writing goes, go ahead.
You said as far as writing goes.
You know,
I don't
want to
ever cut
as,
you off, dear. I love hearing you.
I mean, as far as writing goes, it's just, you know, sometimes it's just, for me, when I write, it's like I'm in the middle. I'm part of everybody. I'm part of the scene, you know. So, so you put yourself into that place. You're either, for some people, they're a single character. For me, if there's 20 characters in that book, I'm all of them, you know. So I write in a very unusual style, in omniscient point of view, which causes my editors to go absolutely bananas. But and it depends on the book, you know. The Western that I wrote, I had this idea of this girl who winds up with her father getting killed. Now, he's a U.S. Marshal. He comes home because it's going to be her 16th birthday. He's going to buy her for her first real dress that's just hers. It's not a cut-down from her mother, you know, or, you know, a hand-me-down or something like that. So he's going to take her into town. He's back for this trial. And so he picks her up. He's going to take her to the nearest town, which is quite a distance away, while he waits for the circuit judge to come in. As they're going there, the guy he's supposed to, the family of the guy he's supposed, or the employees of the guy he's supposed to be testifying against, wind up shooting him and killing him. And she's the oldest child, and she winds up going on the hunt to try to get these guys because she's the only one who's ever seen them. And she knows how to use a Sharps rifle. And that's where the term sharpshooter came from originally, was because he had the skills to shoot this gun, and it was called a Sharps, and it was a rifle, and it was really well noted for its accuracy over a long distance. And so that's where the story started out, you know, and that's what you do. And I think you were asking me about how do you go about it.
That's from Danny. This question, I'm not taking credit.
Okay. You know, there's several paths you can follow. I started out as traditionally published, and in that case, you write query letters, and there are places you can go online to look up, you know, how to write a proper query letter. If you get a chance, check out Query Shark. It's a great site that shows you query letters that were given that might have worked or would work better if you did it this way, right? And it'll tell you how to write a query letter, and then you send it in, and then you're going to wait 6 months. I once waited a year to get rejected by one publisher by which time, by the way, I was already published with that same story by another publisher. So you could, it's a long process if you go by traditional publishing, and you've got the gatekeepers. And gatekeepers, they're, you know, the agents, they're the editors, and what they're looking for is the one sure thing book that they can sell, all right? So so they're looking for, you know, the next new 50 Shades of Grey. Well, 50 Shades started out as an indie published book.
I know.
It was original. Yeah. And when it started out, it was actually...
I've known you so long. When the 50 Shades finally came out, we both were surprised. I remember you and I had a long discussion when it came out.
Yeah, and you see people like Hugh Howey, who wrote the Wool series, which is an amazing series, by the way. And he started out as an indie writer. Then he decided to go, and then his stories were popular enough that he got picked up by a traditional publisher. But he did something that was different. He kept the ebook rights because he was making good income from ebooks. And they could handle all the publicity for the print. It was brilliant. I mean, really brilliant. Then there's the guy, Andy Weir, who did The Martian. He started out as an indie writer. You know, well, when I started out, you know, I was, you know, he originally started putting out some of his books on his blog. And then they started building in popularity. He put it on Amazon. And it started taking off. It started getting some recognition. And it got picked up by a traditional publisher and then became a movie, you know. So
also this weekend for those people that are in the Bethesda area, there's a convention. There was a convention called Regen, and that flopped. And so Peter David has a hotel room in Bethesda. If you look up Peter David, you'll read it. He's selling a lot of his work there at the convention, and expect other authors to come in too. But he's Peter David, if you didn't know, had a background in books and in comics and everything. And he's, you know, taking a lot of the art that he knows and artists, and people are coming at this convention. And they're not doing, it's a no frills convention. Bring food if you're hungry. But Peter David has written so much, and he also has the Tao of Dr. Pooh. Yes, it's a Doctor Who story.
Okay.
Okay.
I think
Bethesda,
I've seen it.
Downtown Bethesda, Yes, I make. You may see me. I'm the good looking one. No, Peter David, hey, damn good looking too, but that's beside the point. I'm the good looking one that will be there about 2 o'clock on Sunday. And so
cool.
If you guys,
I wish I could get to Bethesda.
Find a way to get to Bethesda. Come join me. No. But he wants independent writers all over the place. Come visit. But it will be a lovely time. And that will be this weekend in Bethesda. And if you look
cool.
it up on Facebook, you can look it up. And he's in Bethesda this weekend at his hotel. I don't ask me what hotel. But he, if you look Peter David, read it, come visit, come see. I know I'm going because I want to, I have a couple of books by Peter David. I'm getting autographed. I just hope he doesn't. But, no, I do also want to get a copy of the Dr. Pooh.
That would be a great book.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be, and I haven't got my copy, so I'm going to buy it. And spend some time with it. Peter started out in fanzines, as I did and other people did. And
right.
he wrote for comics. He wrote for books. He's written audio books. He's an all-around, he's written radio
shows.
That's
the other thing I got into. I started getting into audio.
When?
I have almost the entire Coming Storm series out on audio. We've got one more book in the series. We've got Song of the Fairy Queens out.
I review it in my column, so I've got to get cracking on that. But I want to talk. This is from Janice. Hiya, Janice. By the way, thank you for your question. She says you have a lovely writing group on Yahoo. How did that start?
Oh, it's not on Yahoo anymore. It's on Facebook.
It's not on Facebook. I'm sorry.
No. That's okay. It's on Facebook. Yeah. It's still a great group, and we're now up to, well, they started culling some of the older members out who haven't been participating for a long period of time. We were up to 12,000 members all told at one point, but now we're down to 1,200.
No, she called me out, and I don't want to be called out. I'm working on 2 books already.
So what?
I said, I'm an old member. Nobody's called me out,
thank God.
But I'll tell you this. I'm working on 2 books already. And the tongue works, I'll be happy. Autobiographical. Autobiographical. So you get to hear about my the first one, which the publisher is looking at, called My Sick Life. Hopefully will be out by August or September. And the other one, which I'm not even talking about yet, is the sequel.
Okay.
So I get to talk about me for a minute.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know I'm up to 26 books out right now?
Okay. Where's your hand so I can ring? Say that. I've known her too long. I can say that. So how's Valerie Devereaux doing?
Valerie Devereaux just put out her she was doing real, and of course she's me, and it's just VJ Devereaux now. But she's doing a really good job. I had left the erotic romance series for books types for a while because I was not real happy with the way that some of it was going. Some of it was going way too much in the 50 Shades area. And one of the problems I always had with that series, and it's, this is just me, is that it sent such a bad message to women, And because, basically he takes this, inexperienced virgin girl and then practically, debauches her, and it's supposed to be okay. Now, if by the way, he wasn't a multimillionaire and lived in a trailer, he'd have been arrested. But, So I had some issues with some of the ways.
I thought you were doing my life story the way it sounded.
So, you know, so I was,
you know,
I got away from it for a while.
Now, one thing I do miss is your lovely laugh. Your laugh is contagious. But let me do a minute of my homework before I get killed.
Okay.
On the 2nd of April, yes, that's next week, Sally J. Walker will be on the dais, as she'll be in the hot seat as my guest on Anything Goes. Now, Sally is a great film critic, a great student of film, and scripts and things like that. So if you want to talk about filmmaking, Sally will be here. And she, oh, God, she does enough film festivals to make me blush. On the 9th, Eva Pasco will be a guest here, yes. And I've dusted the carpet and made it look good because she's a newbie to visiting me. And, I mean, Val will be here, you know, maybe in September or October, but she's new, so I cleaned the carpets, banged it out, made sure that it's nice and clean for her. Now, I will tell you that we have a number of other guests coming up, and I will tell you, Kathleen Tye Ball will be on April 30th, so if you guys are that busy, then you're going to miss it. But I will tell you, you know, we have guests like Lisa Comstock. Yes, Elizabeth Black herself is coming on May 21st. Blogger and Walking Dead radio podcaster Casey Bird will be talking on in May. And we have an exclusive E.S. Tilton, who has her book Trapped, will be here on June 4th. And so, you know, we're not playing with an empty deck, okay? And I want to say this because I don't want people to yell at me. July 2nd, and I'm excited about this. Yvonne Mason is doing my show. So, hey, I'm just sitting here and basking in the glory and know that Yvonne Mason, you know, has done everything. She also had a radio show for a long time, which I loved. And I got to tell you this, Jennifer Chase, who I also love, and I've been trying to get on my show since the old one was on, July 9th, she's coming. So we're not doing anything for the next few months, you know. I'm booked almost through August, so does that tell you how busy we are? She's got I'll message Val at the end of this show, after the show's over, and 2-1, we will be talking about when she's coming in September. All kidding aside, tell these people where they can get your stuff.
Well, in many cases, for most of my stuff, it's available all on Amazon. But I am branching out now, and I'm now on Barnes & Noble, Kobo, you know, all the major sites, Apple, you know. And now I've got audio, and I have this great narrator. Oh, my God, Zach's amazing. What he does with my stories is just, you know, I mean, like, oh, my God. Sometimes I just listen to it, and I go, shit, I wrote that. Oops, I'm sorry.
You're sending me the link after the show so I can listen and drool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, he's amazing. I'll send you the retail copy so that you can listen to it. I mean, he's amazing.
That's the funniest thing is I do listen to it, and somebody says, one person said, you've been a Pomerantz, the audio critic. I said, yeah. You've been a Pomerantz, yeah, I'm him. It's once you get into something, they're like, that's all they identify. Okay, this is from Nancy. We have 5 minutes. I want to make sure that Nancy's question gets in because I promised
her.
Yeah, she didn't offer me sex, nothing. I promised her, and I'm doing it. So Nancy says, do you have a favorite genre?
No, I don't. I like writing anything. I really do.
See, Nancy, I did ask the question.
I mean, it's like
a lot of it's on Amazon now. It's all over the marketplace. Is there a format you like writing? This is my question, not for Nancy, but mine. Is there a format you like writing for?
What do you mean by format?
Audio.
Is there like a?
No,
I just like to write. You know, for me, it's like when I'm actually writing, I'm part of the action. I'm part of the scene. I'm one of the characters in it, or all of them. And you know, so for me, it's like being immersed in a life and a world that may or may not exist. And it's wonderful. I mean, it's this amazing concept. You know, I mean, and some of it uses stuff that I've done. You know, I wrote one of my romantic fantasies, my romantic suspense novels. It was about a painter, and she paints the way I write. You know, she just goes by inspiration. You know, and she does these, you know, amazing, monstrous seascapes. And when I'm doing it, when I'm visualizing it, I'm doing it. You know, so, you know, but every story I write, I mean, I fall in love with all my characters. I mean, it's like, you know, people talk about book boyfriends. Heck with that. I got character boyfriends, you know, I got character lovers. I mean, it's like,
if your husband listens to this later, right, I don't want to get killed. But now that you have all those boyfriends and men, women, I don't care, but all those people that are like, oh, does he ever get jealous?
Yeah, actually, he does. because I mean, it's like my husband says it's like having a different wife, you know, every time, because every book is being different, and every time I'm writing, every character is different. You know, but yeah, sometimes he does, because the other thing is, when I write, I sit down and I start writing, and I don't stop until I can't function. All right?
Okay.
My record right now is 72 straight hours of writing, no stops. I mean, we're talking no sleep, no food. Well, a little bit of, I had pistachios, I think, and coffee, lots of coffee.
Okay. A lot of coffee. Is that the reason for your success? Is pistachios and a lot of coffee?
No, it's just
the
pure inspiration.
Diet.
I mean,
pistachios and a lot of coffee, right?
Yeah, I have to say. I mean, every time I write, I lost 5 pounds in the last week writing.
I have
you
questions
know,
for you. About
sure.
60 seconds left. What do you have upcoming that these people can get their whistle wet on and get from you? Not personally, but, you know.
Say
your
that
next
again?
Book.
Okay, the next book
your
is
next
going to be
book
the
project.
The next book project right now, I've got two of them. One is, I better go fast. One of them is The Brothers in Blue and Red, which is one of my erotic romances. That's the second one in the. It's not so much a series as just a. They're different books, but they're all based on the same idea. And then the other one is a sequel to Nike's Wings, which was a really tough book to write.
Okay, I am not trying to cut you off. I love you. I wish we could talk for 4 hours. We could do it, but. Mrs. Blankoff would stop us in a minute. But I will say this. Sally J. Walker will be in this hot seat next week. I'm going to negotiate with Valerie to come on as soon as possible because I want to hear more. I want to sit there, and I have a million of your questions, and yes, I'm saving them all. So that way when Valerie's on next, hopefully a month or two, you guys can we'll grill her again. I got the butter and the onion, everything else. We'll grill her nice on the grill. Good night, Valerie.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything, really.
Do I stay on the line if I want to talk to you afterwards?
Well, I don't know if Mrs. Talk will let you.
Okay. I don't know if I have your... Send me your number.
Okay, it's on the screen, dear. I'll talk to you later. Behave.
Okay.
Take care. Have a good night. Fly right. And good night.
You take care. Good night.
Okay.